foggy old London town out there. Hey, be careful if you're out moving around this morning. Got some fog. It's heavy in spots here, and we're at 37 degrees. Well, as you can tell by the theme, American Farmer, we are talking Wilkin Soil and Water. Beatrice Newman in to talk with me this morning. When's the last time we talked? It's been a while.
It's been a while, Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for making the drive in. Appreciate it. Let's back up. You had a great ladies' ag night. Tell me about this.
Yes, our annual ladies' ag night was held last week with the theme of water for the next generation. It was a great evening. Guests enjoyed a delicious dinner and dessert from Hills 210, some great outdoor door prizes from local businesses, and wonderful presentation from Gary Gorham of the Maple Hills Orchard. And let's not forget the laughs from the Looney Lutherans. It was truly a night full of conversation, conservation, and collaboration. We want to send a big thank you to everyone who attended and everyone who helped set up and take down. We couldn't do this day without you.
I'm so glad to hear that, too. And, yeah, what a great night. And looking forward to next year's event probably already.
Right? Yes, of course.
Let's talk about one of my favorite things to talk about with Wilkin Soil and Water is trees. And you've got Arbor Day coming up, too, and tree pickup. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Soil and Waters, I think, are notoriously known for trees. So May 1st is our tree pickup day at the district office from 8 to noon or by appointment. We'd really do appreciate if you call in ahead of time. It gives us some time to get your trees all bundled up and set for you to go. As always, we order extra trees. So call ahead and see what kind of trees we have. You know what they say, best time to plant a tree was a long time ago and then today.
Right. I love that.
And then, as always, Arbor Day is coming up. It's Friday, April 24th, so a little bit of history of Arbor Day. It started back in 1872 thanks to J. Sterling Morton in Nebraska. He recognized the importance of trees for things like windbreaks, fuel, building materials, overall environmental health. The very first Arbor Day we saw planted about 1 million trees in a single day. That's pretty impressive. Today, Arbor Day is observed nationwide on the last Friday in April, and here in Minnesota, we actually celebrate it all month in May. If you're wondering what to plant or where to plant it, don't hesitate to reach out to our office. We'd be happy to help point you in the right direction.
Well, that's such a great program that you offer out there at Soil and Water. Beatrice, tell me about, we've talked about this before, Stewardship Week. That's coming up. What's this about?
Yes, so Stewardship Week is something that the Soil and Water, National Soil and Water Association puts on kind of every year.
Mm-hmm.
It runs April 26th through May 3rd, and this year's theme is soil, where it all begins. As many of you guys know, soil does not seem very exciting, but it's one of the most important, what's one of our most important natural resources. It supports healthy food, clean water, and strong communities. It does more than grow plants. It stores water, cycles nutrients, prevents erosion, and provides a home for billions of organisms. Conservation districts work year-round with farmers, landowners, schools, and communities to keep healthy soil productive. During Stewardship Week, you will see workshops, field visits, and community events all focused on soil health, water quality, and pollinator habitats.
Well, you guys make soil exciting every time you're in here. I mean, you're pretty wound up about it. You're passionate. So you guys can make soil exciting. That's saying something.
Thank you.
So let's talk about field season. That's coming up. It's right around the corner. And that's when you guys are crazy busy. What's happening?
Yes, Bill. I think safe to say we're all pretty tired of sitting in the office. I think all of us are really excited to get out. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to do some tree plantings and maybe we'll be able to start some drill seeding. It just depends on how wet everything is.
Sure.
Also, this is the time of year where we go out and we check people's fields to see if, you know, we do contracts with different farmers and to see if they've been, how everything's been going for them. We kind of like to go and look with our producers and see what's kind of working best for them so we can look at, you know, into the future different contracts. So if you see us out there, feel free to say hi or just, you know, wave at us.
Absolutely. You do great work over there. Wilkin Soil and Water. Beatrice, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
I just want to shout out that we did set a date for our field day. It's going to be July 22nd. So we'll have more coming with that.
All right. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Safe travels out there, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
All right. Beatrice Newman. And we're talking Wilkin Soil and Water as we do the second Tuesday of each and every month here, 712, The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces."